Hello, everyone, and welcome to Priestly Word, Episode 2, recorded today, the 26th of November, 2017. I am Twintop, the part-time Holy DPS Priest of Astral on Terralian US. Today's topic is going to be a joint Holy Word and Power Word podcast, we're calling Holy Power Words podcast, specifically taking a look back at priest healing during Tomb of Sargeras, and what changes are in store as we head into Antorus in a few weeks. Actually, not a few weeks, in a few days. We are right on the cusp. My co-hosts for today are a number of Disc and Holy Priests. First up, we have DJ Riff. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Twin. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. What do you typically do in the community for those that might not be aware?
Well, right now I'm maintaining the disc healing sheet for How to Priest. I do some Shadow things as well. I write the Shadow Priest Guide for Wowhead, as well as I review the Shadow Priest Guide for Icy Veins.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us today. We also have Drargoth. How are you today?
I'm all good, thank you.
Let people know, what do you do inside the community?
I'm an MVP on the Discipline side of the Discord, and I tend to maintain the Mythic Plus aspects of the Discipline Priest Guides.
Excellent. Now, do you prefer Mythic Plus over raiding, or vice versa?
Depends on the affixes.
Good answer. Good answer.
This week, no.
Yeah, this week, I've done a number myself, and I hate...
I've done one.
Oh, one? I managed to go do a 14 seat. Yeah. Yeah. We also have KCR joining us. How are you, sir?
What's up? I'm all good, man. Excited to talk some priest things.
What do you do with the community?
Oh, right. So I'm mainly just a moderator here on the Discord, where I just hang around, answer people's questions and stuff. Also help out with guides and stuff where needed.
Excellent, excellent. And our lone holy representative today, Red Fox. How are you, sir?
Howdy, I'm living a dream. Don't know whose, but I'm sure it's someone's.
Hopefully it's yours. So, you're up in Alaska, right?
Yep. Little chilly out there. Like 8 degrees right now, Fahrenheit. God.
Do you find it challenging being a holy priest this time of year when there's so little light around?
I'm all the light you need.
Well... without further ado, let's dive into it. First topic for today is a Tomb of Sargeras retrospective. Now that we're at the very end of Tomb, like literally days away from having fresh content, what are your opinions on Tomb compared to the other raids that we've seen? Maybe not specifically Holy or Discipline related, but just... in comparison to the other raids that we've seen thus far in Legion. DJ, why don't you kick us off?
Well, I really liked Tomb, and I know a lot of people didn't, but like for discs, there just felt like so many fights that were just made for the spec. Like Harjatan definitely was one of those fights where every single time that there was, you know, big healing that needed to be done, disc could step up and just rotate through every single one of their cooldowns. And that was definitely one of the, you know, awesome things about the fight, or just, you know, the raid in general. And I really like the changes that they made to Disc before we got into Tomb, just because it made it a much more viable spec to play without external mana.
It's definitely been, although many people very much don't like the tier as a whole, I've had a lot of fun. I don't know if it's mainly because I've been Disc as well. It's been so great for us. We can live up fuller to potential in almost every fight,
There's definitely parts of the raid that I just did not like. Like, Maiden was a fight that I really just didn't like, just because it was so many instant wipe mechanics. If like one
Star
person
Augur 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we'll get into specific pros and cons here in a second. How do you think it compared to the encounters, let's say, in Emerald Nightmare? What are your feelings, Red Fox?
I'm the wrong person. I didn't do any Emerald Nightmare stuff.
Oh, well, what about like Nighthold? Just the previous tier 19, right?
The only parts in Tomb that I didn't like coming from the holy side were all the random mechanics that could just screw my hymn.
Yeah.
Like the spikes on Goroth or the bubbles on DI. I mean, everything else you can kind of get around. Even, I'm drawing a blank. Avatar. Even Avatar you can make do. Even though the raids spread out, the damage is not concentrated in one spot, you can still do your job.
You have to take those two man radiances sometime and be happy with it.
Yeah. Sort of in comparison to, like you were saying, Emerald Nightmare on top, I think it was quite good, and there was a lot more difference in the mechanics. You had some that were quite unique that you, like, a lot of EN was just, with the exception of like dragons, where you had possibly the portal phases, it was quite sort of, there's a boss, here's some simple mechanics, kind of deal with it. Where there was a few in Tomb of Sargeras that were a bit unique, like I felt Maiden was quite a different one compared to the past, same with Avatar as well, and possibly DI.
I hated doing portals as disc. That was one of the worst parts of the fight. Like, I went holy specifically for that.
I didn't actually have to deal with it at that point, thankfully. I was Shadow.
Yeah.
I was on Master Spell Duty.
This was in a weird spec at the time, or in a weird space at the time as well, because no one really knew how to play it, and everything was really unforgiving.
So yeah, it was much more higher risk, higher reward.
Definitely.
Yeah. And you really needed external mana back then, too?
Yeah.
Let's dive into the lighter side of things, haha, and look at what felt good in Tomb to disc? What were some of the high points and some of the things that you're like, oh man, this really makes me feel good. I wish that I could keep doing this forever, or at least continue doing it or using it as we go into Antorus.
Are we talking like boss fights, or are we talking like items?
Well, any or all of the above. What felt good? What are some high points?
There was definitely a lot of bosses where it seemed like the timers lined up really, really well for our toolkit. Like something like Haritan, as DG mentioned before, it's just so crisp, the timing of the 3D blows. Sisters as well, the way you can cycle between Light's Wrath into Vandalism for years of Altis. It's just, we really got to utilize a toolkit on a lot of fights, which always feels nice when you feel efficient, you know?
Yeah, Sisters was actually one of my favorite fights in all of Tomb, just because, you know, you can, there was enough time before the first major ability, the first Eclipse, that you could pretty much blanket the entire raid in Atonement and solo heal the first part as people went up to, you know, ungodly amounts of stacks, and I'm sure you guys ran into the dreaded 9 or 9+ stacks of,
yeah.
Oh, many, many times.
But I mean, it was so nice to be able to just spike up to 2 million HPS right at the beginning of a fight and just try and maintain that.
Yeah, you say that as well for the start of the fights. I discovered that one on Avatar with pre-ramping up during the actual pull timer for the first Unbound Chaos, just because you know some people don't know how to move out of swirlies.
Oh, yeah.
That was always a fun one. It was something that felt a bit unique for healing, was actually preparing during a pull timer to do an initial burst of healing.
Well, and Avatar was one of those fights that was really one of the only fights that you could do that on. I mean, you could do it on Maiden, technically speaking, but most of your atonements would fall off before anything happened.
Yeah, and if you're not solo soaking, if you're not soaking any hammers, there's not really a significant amount of damage that goes out as compared to like Avatar.
True. Although there still seemed to be so much damage to heal, and that always kind of blew my mind. Like, I just had no idea what my raid was taking damage from.
We think there's a lot of damage going up, but it doesn't feel emergent or anything. I don't know if it's because all healers get to just chill and do their thing, so everyone's, there's never like any. Yeah,
that was definitely how it felt for us, considering we 5-healed it during progression. It just, I let the other 4 deal with the infusion ticks and then did what I did in the intermissions.
Yeah, exactly. That was our job as disc.
Well, and then, you know, like dealing with a fight like Mistress, like that felt really good. Like Devouring Maw was definitely a fun ability to heal, because if you laid everything out and you planned it properly, you could pretty much carry your raid through that.
definitely.
You know, with if supplemental heals from other people.
If they're slow on getting the puddles to the mouth.
Can you get some crazy numbers?
Well, let's flip things around a little bit. What are the high points for Holy Red Fox that you would say are things that were just great or might be going away that you wish would stick
right out the gate? C-Star was completely broken for us. It still had a 50% proc rate off of Prayer of Healing, and it didn't have the inner cooldown that it does now. So you could just spam Prayer of Healing, refresh its buff, and I think Druids, it even proc'd off the start of their cast. They had a cancel cast macro set up where they didn't even have to spend mana and they could heal with it.
It was so busted at the start. I remember all the hype when logs were released.
It was just a complete sleeper trinket for us. PTR tuning wasn't that great, and then something changed and made it to like the best trinket we could get.
I mean, it was literally broken, right? Like, the mechanics of it didn't work properly, and that's why it was so good.
Right, yeah, because it could refresh its own buff.
Yeah, which isn't, obviously, isn't too great.
There were some logs where it was doing, like, upwards of 15% healing, which, of course, is dependent on, like, how much actual healing you're doing, and putting that to good use.
Well, that was, like, the old Cosmic Ripple bug. To where it was healing way more than it should be back in Nighthold.
I just remember the Cosmic Ripple bug where
it was costing mana every time it procs.
Oh, yeah. I remember
seeing that. It was 5% that. Mana as well. So basically, it was horrible. I actually used to, I mainly played Holy back during Cosmic Ripple days when it cost mana. Had to switch to disc on so many fights just because of that.
Yeah, Aspa, I think, was the first on his server to unlock that trait.
And yeah, I remember the rage.
On progression with it.
That was a funny one.
That was painful.
Basically unable to play.
What do you think about the difference in healing styles between Binding Heal, like, you know, the Binding Heal Refresh Renews play style that some people like to favor, and then, you know, just not taking Binding Heal?
The Enduring Renewal is nice if you don't need the mana. If you're not concerned about mana, then ER and BH is definitely an option, but I don't like the play style. I'll run BH when I Binding Heal when I have to, just for that more efficient filler. But I definitely prefer the PD and more smite filling.
Talking about broken things, wasn't the Binding of Healing broken for a while as well?
Yeah, it was.
That was
basically a better fit. Well, not basically, but it was a better vivify, where it wouldn't always heal your target or yourself, and it was just a 3-target smart cleave heal for like 18,000 mana, just ridiculously cheap.
That was kind of what got Binding Heal playstyle started, right?
That's what started getting us to look into it, is realizing that I think Nara might have found the first log where it wasn't behaving as expected, and that kicked off a deeper investigation into it.
I think there's some fights that more play to the the Binding Heal Enduring Renewal play style, just because it's easier to deal with the damage that's coming out.
Right, like normal heroic Binding Heal is just that much stronger because healing is so much more snipey in those environments.
Wailing Souls, you know.
Only concerned about half healing half rate at a time there.
Mm-hmm. I personally ran, because I played Holy on Desolate Host being stuck in the Corporeal Realm, and I ran Enduring Renewal and Binding Heal upstairs, and it just felt like a nice thing. There was like, the damage was so unpredictable upstairs that it was nice to just have the renews out on everyone.
Basically being a pseudo druid in that sense.
The damage is really low, but it can get you off guard and it can one-shot people, so it's nice.
Yeah, and when the damage is that low, I tend to fall asleep and alt-tab quite a bit on Host until the last phase.
Don't we all
deal with stuffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if it's not Wailing Souls downstairs, you might as well just AFK.
That's some of the good things. What are the things that you're just glad are going to be gone from having to put up with?
Oh my god, Mistress. Mistress. That's not a fun boss.
Just, I'm done with that fight.
Mm-hmm. So frustrating as well, because it isn't really challenging from a healing perspective. The damage is relatively low, but sometimes people just die because fail stacks, or they pick up a shark or something. Or
I really do
killing the ads.
I really do. Yeah, I really do think the most challenging part for us was having two arms warriors.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just Ravager. And the ads were dead.
Ravager, Glaive.
Yeah, I mean, what did we have on progression? It was flaming two arms warriors, a Havoc Demon Hunter, Boomkins, Shadow Priests. Stuff just fell over.
One thing I'm actually a little bit happy it's going away is the tier 24 set. Even though it's strong and it's kind of nice, it can be a little bit frustrating though, just because it is so random in nature.
I gave up on that.
Yeah. I mean, a 15%, you get a 15% to have a free penance with the reduced cooldown, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but on some fights you actually kind of rely on having the proc. Like, the perfect example for me is Cliadin, where you get the DPS stats. If you get your Rapture going into it, or at least I usually do that, and if I got the proc, I would penance one cast, I would light wrap the next DPS cast, and then I would penance the third one. That basically negates that whole mechanic. But one in five, you don't get the proc, and then you just kind of...
The main reason I probably dropped the force set was down to being forced into using the belt, because it was the best choice I had. So the force set just sort of felt a bit limp when I was getting like three instant penances anyway. Not three, but penances on a more frequent basis than normal.
Yeah.
I
wasn't a fan of it because like most of the time when it proc'd, right, it was already after your burst damage happened. So, like, yeah, you get your penance isn't going to cost anything. But that does save you mana in the long run. But, like,
right, it's free healing.
Yeah, it's free healing, but I mean, it's going to
not like a refreshed holy word, but still costs like 5% mana.
Well, it's free healing that you're going to get sometimes, but not when you really want it sometimes. Yeah. And you're going to be, like you were saying, relying on getting it and then not and have fun.
Yeah, that's just no fun for anyone. I mean, as a healer, I'm very... By nature, I don't think there should be many random aspects to a healer, just because consistent is what we're about. If we get a good thing and a bad time, it's practically worthless.
Unused trinkets and stat sticks are so powerful for us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, even just mentioning unused trinkets for discipline, like Tarnished Sentinel Medallion, how solid that's been for us this tier.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to explain that to people.
I think it's still going to be good for us going into the next raid.
Yeah, it's just because of the aspect of how the trinket works, really.
Yeah, like that on-demand burst is just insanely good, especially for Disc's toolkit.
Mm.
And the versatility isn't bad either.
I'm still fishing for a mythic one. Mine's only a lowly 915.
You can have my one, it's not doing much anymore.
950? Are you 950. Oh. Well, I mean, apparently you just need to group with Drogoth, because he has some insane luck when it comes to trinkets, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one trinket, right?
Yeah, don't say I've got luck with trinkets, I'm still waiting for a Valens. Admittedly, slightly irrelevant at this point, but still wanting a Valens.
Well, I mean, Valens is still worthwhile. Like, it's hands down the best trinket, I think, for all healers. Especially this, though.
My alt priest has it, but I can't be bothered to gear it.
Which one? Don't you have, like, five now?
The goblin.
Oh, well, that's your first problem.
Alright, well... Let's shift topics ahead slightly and start talking about some Antorus stuff. I mean, that's right around the corner here. What is the theory crafting that's been done thus far? Understanding that there are always hot fixes right before Mythic and things are always subject to change. But what is it telling us about healers overall, not just Holy or Disc, but just healers in general? Who's looking to be strong? Who might struggle?
To be honest, I think everybody's going to be in a pretty good spot. Like, even Mistweavers are going to look really good, which is a first since the expansion came out.
I got to admit, this has probably been one of the earliest, or like one of the first expansions where I think healer balance has actually been this nice.
Yeah, people like to complain.
Like, with the exception of Mistweaver, the other, five, I think?
Yeah.
Are, like, solid.
Even Mistweaver though has been more than viable for
player. On a Mistweaver can still pull some crazy numbers and still could back when they were more of a meme spec.
For the entirety, as far as I can remember, we had a Mistweaver monk and he's been solid throughout every single fight.
Yeah, like Mistweaver's never been bad. It's just it doesn't have.
I think it's one of those ones that's got the badge community perspective because it's just not used in cutting edge progression.
Yeah,
you got Emerald Nightmare disc treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly that. Like it's taken until now for disc to actually be seen as it is.
Yeah, like I actually see pug discs, which is something that was pretty much unheard of. And like, I mean, I always saw Holy Priest or, you know, Shadow Priest, and that was pretty much all you ever saw. But to actually see, like, you know, just doing stuff on my alts and doing raids, you know, on my priest just outside of the guild and seeing people playing disc and doing well as disc, I'm like, hey, you know, people are starting to realize we're not terrible.
Yeah, the biggest stigma I had to overcome was, like, I'd queue up for a Mythic Plus group and you'd always get the question of, oh, are you disc or holy? You'd say disc and just declined.
Yeah, that was fucking so horrible.
Thankfully, recently, I think since the Invitationals, more than anything, it's gotten a bit more look to it on any week that is in Grievous.
Yep.
You know, as long as you have a high enough Raider IO score, am I right?
I hate people that just blindly use those, right? Like, because I don't like to run Mythic Plus. I run my weekly Mythic Plus, and that's usually about it. And,
exactly, the same stories myself.
Yeah, and it's so like my score won't be that high, but some people will be like, oh well, your score is low, so we're just gonna drop you because obviously you're shit. Like, no, I just don't like doing dungeons. That's just it's not my gameplay.
Not to mention if you don't run like one or two dungeons because there's no gear that really benefits you,
mm-hmm.
then that hurts your score as well.
Oh yeah. I haven't done a good seat yet, just because I don't want to run seat. I don't want to learn it.
No, yeah, I don't.
So you haven't done a good seat. I haven't done seat.
Yeah, like I've.
It's a fun dungeon. I think I ran a 15 the week it came out. It was I went in blind. It was a struggle, but it was just a blast with the group trying to learn how to figure out mechanics, what to worry about.
I went in and did seat for the first time this week. Like I mentioned earlier, and it was not nearly as bad as people were telling me it was going to be, but I think we got some good RNG as well.
Yeah, like, and that's like a completely different kind of environment, though. Like, you know, we're talking about groups just straight up declining because you don't have a score, but if you go in with a group that, you know, is willing to take a few wipes, you know, that's just always going to be a better kind of environment. And, you know, it's like a gear score. Back in Lich King, or you know, now it's just item levels and
straight up eye level.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, we're gonna do 930 plus for this heroic. Like, really? Okay, I'm all for fast clear, but that's
it's worse now because of the Titan Forging system. So you can get raiders. Well, everyone is inflating their eye level through Titan Forges, and that doesn't reflect their skill anymore.
I wish Titan Forging was not a thing. I'm fine with War Forging, but Titan Forging is so broken. It's one of the things that's kept Arcano as strong as it is. Especially with stuff going up to, you know, 970 item level, I think is the cap.
Is it 985, I think?
Oh, 985,
that's it.
That's what, 15 less than the Legendary?
Yeah.
Argus is on a drop 970 gear, right? If it follows the
Hunter's same still running Emerald Nightmare for Bloodthirsty Instinct.
Yeah, well, DM Hunters, yeah.
Waiting for the first meme screenshot of a relinquished Arcano going all the way up to 985 with a socket and avoidance. Should be fun times. Moving on to talking about theory crafting specifically for priests. What is it looking like Holy is going to be going for in terms of gear or stats? Are we going to want to hang on to our tier 20 for any uses? Red Fox.
I can't really say anything for sure because our tier 20 is so strong right now. Like more holy words, more divinity uptime, more self-buffed healing that we can put out. So it depends on what nerfs they bring to that and how they change our tier 21, the spell weaving between single target and AoE heals, and how much of that spell weaving we can actually take advantage of. So until we put out final numbers, we're waiting to see some logs with that stuff in action.
Do we think that a lot of the tier sets from tier 20 will be nerfed when we enter next tier? I don't know how they usually do it.
Well, they already nerfed Disc, but it wasn't really that big of a nerf.
I'd imagine it may go the same way as like tier 19 did, where like they nerfed some of the four sets earlier on and then...
Did they touch any four set in Nighthold?
I honestly don't particularly remember from Nighthold. My memory's not that great. But even like some set bonuses got left a little late. Even this tier, like the Windwalker Monk tier 19 two-piece, that got left until probably only about a month ago to be nerfed.
Yep.
If they're pulling out nerfs, though, the Holy Force is definitely something I could see being nerfed, just because
Oh, definitely. No,
It's
definitely
so
the strongest bonus by far.
Yeah. This for healers.
Which is just feels bad going from such a strong bonus to one that's a lot more situational. Yeah. And one we may end up ignoring.
And one that we're gonna be sticking this tier for so long as well, so...
Right. Well, the nice thing about Disc is like our legendaries, our best legendaries, are not in tier slots. So we have the advantage, you know, over Holy, because you guys want to run the cloak pretty much all the time, right?
Well, it's really strong for progression.
Yeah.
That's another thing that kind of hurt in Tomb for us, was it was a lot harder to proc the cloak's effect on purpose.
Yeah.
And some fights like Maiden, even if you procced it, just wouldn't really matter, because if you're dead, you're likely wiping, right?
Right. Like, you had to go soak a hammer blow with a tank solo soaking it, and then line that up with other damage.
Mm-hmm.
Which, at the time the hammers are going out, there's not really much else going out other than infusion ticks. So it was, when I briefly played Holy on Maiden, it was like I'd used it just to save mana. And
it's the last hammer before the phase change, then all of a sudden she's on the other side of the room and
you're stuck there for like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So staying with Holy, are there any sleeper talents that may have been largely ignored through Tomb that we're going to end up seeing more use?
I'd like to see more Circle of Healing, personally.
Yeah, the problem with that is there's just no interaction with the Holy Toolkit. Like, it doesn't prog Serendipity. Benediction is so strong since we cast Prayer of Mending on cooldown.
Yeah. And then,
in that tier 21 set, whenever we do run that, it's basically encouraging the Binding Heal talent to be taken.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just giving up too much throughput, I feel.
And then, like, the problem...
Prayer of Healing and Flash Heal.
Yeah, the problem with Apotheosis as well is just, like, it's too much healing, you know?
Mm.
Like, the mana savings is nice, right? But, I mean, like, you're never
going to need
burst
30.
Heal.
You have a whole healing team behind you. You don't need that whole 30 seconds to take effect, which I think most of the time, I know Epton is a big Holy DPSer, and he loves Apotheosis for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's great for DPS. Like, I'll run it in, dungeons occasionally, just for DPS, but that's mainly on like grievous weeks when I just don't feel like running Shadow Covenant as Disc.
Sticking with Holy for one more little piece here, same sort of question when it comes to the talents as with legendaries. Are there any legendaries that have just been a little too niche in Tomb that might see wider use in Antorus?
Like, our top four, the Pride as the Neck, the Back, the Valens, and the Renew Legs, they're all strong, they're all great, either on-demand or just passive healing increase. Those are going to be strong going into Antorus. The Head is just kind of too random to move into the top tier, but it's still a good increase whenever it procs. And then, of course, that new ring. Completely depends on what tier 2 traits you end up with.
The problem with Disc 2 is like a lot of the legendaries that we have, like a few of them, are benefits, you know, after our burst, and it just doesn't fit into the toolkit, unfortunately.
Something like Kamsireth, the Head.
Yeah, or even Annihilation.
Inhalation especially. Like, it could be such a good one.
Yeah, if it's one of those ones that I want it to work, because I really like those things that have the chance to proc a talent, but it's the ability to actually make it fit, which currently it doesn't, because the power infusion is after our ramp up. So, I mean, you get the haste for the extra couple of smites, but normally at that point it's like Mind Mender that's covering your healing, and like the mana reduction isn't really worth much.
Or the Hell Trinket.
It'll be nice though. That's the good thing about Holy, is that you have those four legendaries, and none of them are never bad. Is that some are a little bit better in some cases.
So yeah, and even in dungeons, our options open up a little bit more. So we really have quite a few good legendaries to run, just depending on what the situation calls for.
That is something I've been missing a little bit this tier with Disc. We've been kind of shoe-locked into our builds, both regarding... I guess our talents have had some options, but our gear's been kind of locked in. You always want Valence, because Valence is Valence.
Yeah. And so then we'll
always want the Death Entry.
Let's talk about Disc a little bit more now. Are there any legendaries that have been underutilized for Disc that might actually come out and see some use in Antorus?
Not really.
It will still be the main three.
Yeah, Pardaz, Soul of the High Priest, and Velens, and that's about it. I mean, Pantheon Trinket, probably. Yeah.
So the rest are more or less just decoration for your bags or your bank?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple that sort of like even with Red Fox M, when you go into Mythic Plus, there's a few things that open up. I mean, stuff like Cephas and the Belt open up in Mythic Plus. I think even possibly you could put Inhalation as opening up a little bit in Mythic Plus if you're spot healing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a different environment entirely. Like,
definitely.
Yeah, because you could throw mana out the window, and you just, like, you want to prioritize burst healing, like, very quick healing, and you want to prioritize damage, because that's pretty much all you can do as a healer there. Because mana is a non-issue.
People have been talking about that we might want to, at least in some fights, drop Soul of the High Priest, just because when we get into, when we scale into higher item levels, it's not as impressive as something like Pridas or Cephas even.
Well, so Pridas is nice because of the stats.
Oh, yeah, it's so overstated. So we might see some people playing around with different builds. Mm-hmm. I do think that Valence and Soul would be the preferred choice in the end, though.
I think Norgs might be good for some fights, especially those fights, you know, where you have to cross large distances at a time and then don't really need to move. You know, it'd just be nice to be able to heal on the move. But, like, most of our stuff is mobile anyways.
Disc will really be nice for the bridge crossing.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, at that time, you can just pop your Rapture and, you know, just put out some powered shields in the meantime.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's give or take a little bit. Just, like, the problem with Norgs for Disc is there's really only two spells that you can benefit, and that's, you know, Powered Radiance and Smite.
Yeah.
And I used it a bit on Mistress, just trying to test it out. And then I ended up actually swapping to the Shadow Cloak just for stats. And, like, because I don't have Pridas, I don't have Soul of the High Priest, unfortunately. But
I never liked playing around with Norgus anyway. It's because I'm so used to stutter stepping, it kind of messes up my mojo.
Yeah, I had to stop myself from stutter stepping.
I tried running Norgs on Star Augur just to try to get a little bit more during the fell phase, and I just couldn't stop that stutter step habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, the issue I always had with Norgs was I very often use movement to cancel spells, obviously with the exception of stuff like Penance and that, but it really threw me in some cases when running Norgs, because I'd move to the side to cancel a spell for, like, I don't want to cast on a mob, and then it casts, and it's like, oh shit.
Yep.
In the same vein, are there any talents that have sort of just been dead that we might actually use?
Not really.
One thing that comes to, this is super specific, and it's, I don't even know if it's going to be a case, but Verifremus, I don't know how to pronounce his name. You know who I mean, right?
Yeah.
The upcoming boss in
Varimathras,
I think it is.
Varimathras, yeah, that's what it was. He's going to have a big part of his toolkit is that he's going to put misery on people, which basically means they can't take any healing, but absorb still work. So I don't know.
Clarity will have some play.
Maybe.
Possibly. It's highly unlikely, probably, but it could be something that we should use just for that fight, which might be fun. It's a little bit of a DPS race anyway, that fight, from what I understand, so...
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's... We're still gonna... The big thing we switch between is just Mindbender or Shield Discipline, and that's... Definitely encounter-based.
Like, I'll probably run Shield Disc just for the beginning progression, and then...
Yeah, I play it safe in the early starts.
Yeah. It's always better to have some mana, because I don't know about you guys, but my our swing healer is a boomkin. So if he goes healing, I lose my innervate, which is very unfortunate.
So it sounds like, largely, disc is going to be status quo continuing. But what about the tier bonuses specifically? I know we've talked about it a little bit already, but at what point for disc to start? Do you think you're going to want to swap from using tier 20 to tier 21? Is there any reason that you might hold on to your tier 20 and swap it in for specific encounters? DJ, what are your thoughts?
Well, I want to try and rock my two-piece from tier 20 as long as possible, because it's a very nice addition to healing, and it's very nice to that first hit of that burst. But, I mean, beyond that, it's like I want to get the two-piece of T21 as soon as possible, because that extra, you know, cooldown off of Powered Radiance is going to be huge if we need to get the burst more. And the four-piece bonus is very nice in addition to, you know, Penance. And they'll stack, which will be great, but it's all going to be multiplicative, as, you know, with everything else in this game. But because Disc has legendaries that aren't on tier slots, we'll probably end up rocking, you know, two-piece tier 20 and four-piece tier 21 for as long as possible. But I mean, like, eventually it'll get to the point where item level will just outscale it. So we'll probably still be farming Tomb of Sigaris just a bit, trying to get some extra tier, which we're not as in a bad a spot as, you know, some classes like, you know, BM Hunters we were talking about earlier, still going back to Emerald Nightmare. But I'm excited for this tier. It's completely controllable. It's not RNG like tier 20 was. Yep. So that's another bonus in my book. I don't think most healers are a fan of random proc effects.
No, this kind of makes sense, right? You can feel the synergy between all the sets.
Yes.
Where it fits, everything fits like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Where something like Holy Tears is a little bit more awkward.
Yeah.
No, not much. I mean, you can still save Holy Words if there's absolutely no use for them. You'll just have them up and available that much quicker.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, I meant the tier 21, sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's... They could have put a charge system on it. That's really the best thing they could have done if they wanted to go with that style of bonus for us.
About like the tier 21 two-piece, though, is it's actually hard to quantify how good is for a person, just because it completely depends on the person, depends on the fight, how many times are you going to need to burst, what kind of mana are you running, that kind of thing. And, you know,
it's definitely a mana saver. We're not just spamming. Yeah. Prayer of Healing all the time, but yeah, it completely depends on damage patterns, how often we can actually spell weave, and the rest of our healing team will have to let us do that a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sounding like, yes, we're going to want to jump from tier 20 to tier 21.
My guess is that we will keep, as Disc, we'll keep the tier 22 set for basically as long as possible, until it's like, it really makes no sense. When you get like two pieces that are 5 dialogues above, then you're gonna switch. But earlier than that, you're probably just gonna hold on to it just because it's so nice.
So what I'm hearing is going and running Mythic Tomb, hoping for super Warforged pieces. I didn't say that.
Thankfully, the pieces we'd ideally want to aim at from like a stat budget perspective are gonna be relatively easy bosses to farm. We'd be looking at Hargitan and Desolate Host for the low stat budget on Cloak and Gloves for losing less stats than using the lower item levels.
You got 950 gloves already. I'm set, basically.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. Unlike some people.
What are some of the bosses that you guys are looking forward to, just for either Holy or Disc, that look like they'll be intriguing encounters from a healing role position in Antorus?
First thing that
Fellhound
comes to mind...
looks interesting. Reminds me a lot of Botanist with all the movement required.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun little puzzle to try to solve.
It was the exact same boss I was going to mention. It does look like a really cool boss from a healing perspective.
Oh, what's the one where you have, like, it's a gigantic raid room? Is that a Kindros?
Wait, what was that?
I was looking at it earlier. But it's the one where there's, like, a gigantic platform, and you have to run, like, certain routes. Trying to remember the name of it. Aranar.
Are you talking about the Wave Defend?
Yeah, the arena, basically, where it's, like, it's basically the whole room is the boss arena, and there's several different platforms, and you kind of have to run that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the tower defense one, kind of.
Yeah.
ANR.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely need to take on a raid encounter design.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to have to, you know, watch some videos and see, you know, strats and see how things pan out, but it might be one of those fights to where if we're healing small groups, like as Disc, we might not actually take Evangelism. We might take, say, Grace, especially if we're doing some spot healing. Because we may just not need Evangelism. Or hell, we might even take Power Infusion for
push damage.
Weird reason.
That might be one of those bosses that end up being really frustrating, though, because the mechanics aren't really... Mm-hmm. That's not how WoW was made to be, you know?
Yeah, like all the small adds just run straight past you. They don't do anything.
We might end up with times where we don't have any targets or anything, and it might be frustrating to heal as Disc.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming we're talking about ANR. The only thing I think of that fight is Balloon Style Defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it reminds me of currently.
I was never getting any good at that game, so.
I do like Garathi. Garathi looks fun as well.
Yeah, it brings back, some, like we said earlier, brings back some memories of old fights.
Mm-hmm.
So which fights are you looking forward to the least? Which ones do you think are just going to be a giant pain in the ass or are going to make it difficult for you to do your job for one reason or another?
Argus.
Yeah, that fight looks chaotic.
Yeah. What's the one where you have to like target his turrets on his back? Is that Ironheart? The Soul Hunter, I think?
Isn't that... You're not talking about Garofi, right? Where
is
you have to target weapons.
Yeah, you have to target the weapons on his back, and you can't actually target him. Like, it's going to be a little annoying, because anytime Disc doesn't have a direct target, we can't really heal.
Yeah.
KJ transmission, or intermission all over.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you could hit him, you just kind of had to put yourself out of position, which was annoying, especially in the Mythic, dealing with, you know, bouncing singularities, like, yeah, I'm just going to AFK his Disc, fun.
So, am I hearing that's an encounter where you might go holy instead?
Maybe. I think we're gonna see how the fight goes.
Unless you're super cutting edge, you're probably gonna be totally fine as Disc, but it might just be a little bit annoying. I think we're at the point now where every healer is more or less viable in every situation, just that some struggle a little bit more in some scenarios. But I don't think there's going to be any fights where you're like forced to play Disc or forced to play Holy, really. Hopefully, at least.
Red Fox, what do you think from the Holy perspective is going to be one of the more difficult encounters or one of the encounters you're going to really look forward to shining on?
I've not really looked into the last couple, so I can't say for sure. I'm assuming Argus is going to be a pain as like the final boss of the expansion.
If it wasn't, they'd be doing something wrong.
Right. But as far as none of the fights I've seen, the early ones, I'm really too worried about. Portal's going to be fun with all the ramping portal damage. But I think it'll depend on what twist the Mythic version puts on the fights.
Yeah, Mythic is going to be a completely different ballgame, especially because we're still going to get, you know, a tuning pass.
Oh, absolutely. I would hope that there would be a tuning pass, since they can only do so much with testing encounters beforehand on the PTR, and many times those are way overtuned because they want players to stress test specific mechanics and not actually, you know, kill the boss. So
are we talking about Kill Jaden, where they were tuning the boss as they were actually fighting it?
I mean, who's ever heard of them doing anything like that ever?
Where the developer was just literally like, hey, you know what? Make it do 3 times as much damage. They can handle it. Yeah, good times. I hope we don't run into anything like that, but I really hope they don't touch Disc or Holy, because I think both are in a really good spot Like, they both have their strengths, they both have their weak spots. But, you know, like, they're both in very good spots. All the healers are.
And yeah, I've really enjoyed healing this expansion.
Mm-hmm. This is much better than, you know, previous expansions where you've had Disc just come and be on top in every single fight because of Zorbs were a thing. Or, you know, Holy Paladins coming up on every single fight, sniping out the Disc of Zorbs and not really leaving any of the other healers like the Blasphemy that was Holy Priest back in, you know, Warlords of Draenor. I'm really happy with the direction that they're going. And, you know, hopefully DPS can follow suit, because at the moment...
The Shadow's just kind of been a mess, this expansion, with all the changes they've had to deal with.
Could you want to run Surrender to Madness? Never again.
Yeah, that's a topic for another time, though.
Yeah.
But before we get to listener questions, there's one topic that I'm sure everybody's going to find to be fun. Maybe not the topic itself, but the effects of which. Path of the Titans and the trinkets. Thoughts from a healing perspective on these trinkets, and which one are Holy and Disc going to be using? Are they going to use the healing trinket? Are they going to want to use the stat stick? May it change? DJ, why don't you kick us off?
Well, Emmethul's Vision, the legendary, which is pretty much Arcano on steroids, is going to be really good, like, for everybody.
It drops at 1,000 eye level right off the bat.
Yeah, like, that is fantastic. And the leech that it gives us as well can be good, but unfortunately, it's the RNG part of the trinket that may kind of just make it overall. But, you know, the healing trinket, you know, Aranar's Compassion isn't bad. It comes with Int, which is very good, but the RNG effect might be good, might be not. It's going to depend if Atonement Heals can actually proc that, or if it's only going to be direct healing. And we're just going to have to wait and see.
I think it's only Plea right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that plays, because if it's only going to be, you know, Plea or, you know, our direct healing spells, that's going to be a hit for it, unfortunately. So, plus, both of these trinkets still have to beat out Owl, which is very difficult to do.
I think it's, from my understanding, right, we're probably going to be forced to use one of the trinkets at some point, just because how beneficial they are.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps we should.
I was wondering for Disc. It's because Valens is so strong. Like, you're going to be running that because Pantheon trinkets are designed how they are. Like, how much play do you have with your raid? Like, saying, hey, I'm not going to use this. We've got 19 others to take advantage of. We can deal with, like, one non-Pantheon trinket in the raid.
So have they finalized what the proc requirements are? I believe they have. It's what, 4 of the 6 procs need to be up at the same time in order for the raid-wide proc to occur?
It's not a raid-wide proc as far as I understand. It's just for whoever has their own proc. Equipped.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The 4 of the 6.
Still.
Right, the 4 of the 6, when they're all up on individuals, then those who have it get the extra benefit.
Lemmafull is like a flex spot, if I understand correctly, where it's access anything.
Right. So you need like 4 of the 5 spec specific, and then Amonthuls can fit in as a wild card wherever, or you could have 4 Amonthul procs.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see how important of a factor that is to trinkets in general, because if it's super, super vital for like high-end progress that everyone needs that one of those trinkets, we as Disc are going to be completely gridlocked, which might be interesting.
Yeah. Like, which one are you going to go for? Holy? Like, are you going to go for Amonthuls, or are you going to go for healing
off
one?
Off the bat, Amonthuls for the eye level. Yeah. Personally, I'm curious to see how well ANR's Compassion scales with eye level. The downside is it only procs off of our flash heal, I believe.
Oh, really?
But even then, if we're spot healing people up, they're going to be taking a dot of some sort, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of like Plea. You'd be playing people between your ramp up phase to help keep them topped up. So it's not bad, but it definitely could be better.
I didn't know if the Bill Knight procs on Flash Heal. That'd be some interesting synergy between that and Spine if you're running that.
And you need the, if you have the Titan Forge for it.
Yeah, if you have the Titan Forge. That'd be interesting overall.
That new craft train. Trinket too. That's one thing I'm kind of upset about with Antorus trinkets is because Valence is strong, we're going to be running that for progress. Because the Pantheon, we're going to be running that, and then that just removes any trinket choice anyone has for a healer.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be the case for all healers, as you said, just because Valence is so good for every single healing spec at the moment.
And four or five healers is not like a minimal portion of your raid, is a sizable portion. If you have five healers all running Promises or Craft because they need mana for that fight, then the rest of the raid is going to feel it DPS-wise.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting choice. We'll see how it turns out in the actual raid.
We got to find out how these stupid things even drop in the first place. Oh.
And if it's a good thing, is if MFOs is master loot, we're never going to get it anyway because we're healers, right? So we can just count on getting other trinkets.
Well, honestly, because we're not sure how it drops, it may be personal loot. It may just be, you know, a raid-wide reward or something. Who knows?
I doubt
that they're going to make it, like, they're going to make it
LFR. Yeah, I mean, it could be something. It could be something as absurd as one of the speculations that we have heard is that at the beginning of a fight, there are individuals who are selected that if you end up killing the boss on that attempt, then trinkets that match their specialization will drop and they are then able to be doled out to anyone in the raid. Like, at this point, we don't know. It could be the last digit of the DPS that is done from a player that is selected determines which one it is off of some modulus function. It's that unknown right now.
You're talking like you've got some secret insight into how they drop.
No, I don't. I'm just spitballing, especially with the modulus thing. That would, if that ended up being how they did it, oh my god. I would applaud them and go cry in a corner. Because there'd be no way to really control it.
They did seem kind of smug about it when they, during the Q&A, so it wouldn't be surprised me if they have some kind of funk way to deal out the trinkets. Like something very non-traditional, which might be really good, but might also be really, really frustrating.
I hope it actually drops from the raid itself. Maybe not even, you know, the last boss, but more of just, you know, Don't have it be tied to a quest line or some stupid crap like that. Just because nobody's going to want to have to deal with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we've had that before and people haven't really liked it, right? So.
All right. Well, we are going to move on now to listener and Twitch viewer questions. We're going to start off with a question that we've already sort of answered a little earlier, but maybe we can go into a bit more detail. Will we play 4-piece tier 21 and 2-piece tier 20 in Antorus for discipline?
Probably. Yeah. If you can get a good item level, yeah. There's absolutely no reason why.
At least until like 50 eye levels above a neuro pieces, then probably, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's something like 20. But it depends on the fight, too. Because, as you know, as you burst more, the T20 2-piece gets more value.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's just such a nice quality of life to have just the little extra damage for on the opening of a burst. It's just nice. Just to get out of the sort of the risk area of health.
That is the good doing world quests.
That is the good thing about it, though. It's front loaded, which is always better for healers than having healing back loaded.
I was very happy when they finally fixed it back to first tick instead of second.
Oh yeah, yes. That was an annoying bug for the longest time.
It's horrible.
How long was it bugged for?
It was easily a few months, or probably even half a term, I'd imagine.
The bug came out in like 7.2. I can't even remember now. It's been quite a while, yeah.
It basically didn't get fixed until they nerfed it, and I think it came out with 7.2.5.
Really?
No, they updated something They came out with a new patch. It worked as intended at the start of the tier.
Yeah, and they changed something and it went funny.
Oh god, yeah. Working as intended. No, they... Please never say that phrase again.
Well, so let's take that same question, but spin it to Holy. Will we be using 4-piece tier 21 and 2-piece tier 20 in Antorus as Holy Priests?
For progression, it's highly unlikely. And I say that because it's like we're healers, so we're lower on the gear, passing out the gear allocation by default, and it's not like that exciting, that amazing of a bonus like the 20 was. So we'll be holding on to our 20 as long as we can, depending on how they change that in the balance patch.
You know, on a side note, because it actually reminded me, when you brought up healers not getting a lot of stuff, I don't think there's ever been a raid where we want so many different trinkets. Like, where so many trinkets are actually good.
That yeah, it's always want, been like, just, like, one or two of them.
Yeah.
Like, for most healers this tier, you've been looking at sort of, like, it's kind of been C-Star and Felons.
And then
it's been a solid
Grand
combo.
Design 2 for Mythic Plus.
Yeah.
Really good.
And for us, from Tomb of Sargeras alone, we really just wanted Owl.
I still want Owl.
Well, speaking of Owl, we have another question. Why is Owl such a good item for Disc Priests?
KCR, you take this one, bud.
Our whole kit is revolving around setting up windows where we have a lot of atonements out, and then we deal lots of damage within that window, so basically everyone gets healed. And this is exactly what Owl does. It's high damage on a tap, so we can activate the damage whenever we need it, ergo whenever we have loads of atonements out. So it's basically another mindbender, which is super, super strong.
Which is also doing damage while we just sit there and continue. Plus the verse on it's pretty good too.
Yeah, like, definitely.
It's like having an extra healing.
Are there any trinkets in Antorus that will fill the role that Owl currently does, or may even replace Owl, aside from, of course, the Path of the Titans trinket?
Caraves is about close, but that's more likely to replace Promises, or just bridge the gap between it, just for stats and the mana plus the damage. On a minute CD is nice, but
it doesn't fill the same role as Owl though. The only thing that kind of is the whole damage on use effect. The only trinket I know of is the ship one.
No, Graves does that too. It puts a dot and then you get mana back every time it does damage. Because they changed it, remember? Yeah.
The damage seems so low though, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta remember, because we're gonna buff it with Sins of the Mini, and then, you know, all that free, it's free healing plus mana. Yeah. Like, it's probably just, it's not going to be up that high. And I didn't see anything in the spell data that's actually nerfing it for disc. I'm like, Owl, which has a 45% damage reduction and is still amazing.
Yeah, it's a fair point. We might see it. I just want to bring up the ship as well, though. You know, what's it called?
You're talking about the, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's basically the, it drops off Antorin High Command, and it's a ship that just deals AoE damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. On use. And anytime we have possible AoE damage as disc, it has the potential of being busted. Just because of how damage scales with our healing.
It'd probably be a good Mythic plus one, but I can't imagine myself using it in raids, honestly.
I mean, we would have to be a situation where we have like 8 small adds out right as we want to burst healing. Mm-hmm. At that point, it'd be super insane, but that is super niche, so might not be relevant at all.
Yeah. I do think Karas is going to replace Promises as the mana trinket go-to. Probably for...
It may not return the same amount of mana, but just that eye level it's got.
The eye level, the fact that it does give mana back, and the fact that it does also, you know, a small amount of healing, and it's every minute, which is pretty good. Like, it's hands down a disc trinket, like, over every single other healer. Just because of that damage and mana. But we'll have to see how things pan out, because it's competing with other good trinkets.
I mean, yeah, it's 60, possibly more than 60 eye levels worth of intellect. At that point, it's just kind of blow Promises out of water. Yeah. Even though the mana is a little bit less.
I would like to thank everybody who has been listening to this joint Holy and Power Word podcast episode of Priestly Words. I'd also like to give a special thanks to my co-host for the day, Red Fox. Thank you very much for coming out. I know you had a late night last night, lots of coffee this morning, but thank you again for making the time. If people want to follow your work or get in touch with you, where can they find you?
I've got a Twitter that I post very occasionally on, redfox_wow, and as always, the How to Priest Discord.
Thank you again. KCR, thank you, sir. Where can people find your work and get in touch with you?
Best way to reach me is just to contact me on Discord. You can find them on the How to Priest Discord, where I go by the handle KCR.
Dragarth, thank you for your time as well. Where can people reach you?
Best way to reach me, if I'm honest, get hold of me on Discord. Always find me in the Disc channel, or simply follow me onto my stream. I can't remember what my stream is. I think it's HDP Drawgoth, if I'm honest.
Last but not least, DJ Riff. Thank you, sir. Where can people follow you and find your work?
Well, I post all my stuff on the How to Priest Discord, and that's pretty much the best way to get a hold of me. I also have my Twitter, which I use pretty much every day, which is DJRiff1428. Yeah, it has been an honor to be on the show. I appreciate the time, Twin.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Twin. Thank you guys for joining me. And until next time, I'm Twin Top, wishing you nothing but the best during your progression into Antorus. Have a great one.